to push through such a narrow passage. So, in other words, because of the movements of the behemoth, some melee the passage, the opening, widens as a result of the vibrations and the movement. So we say, somehow, it got through the vibrations. Vahana melee the dikla, only if it is a stone of a date. Avos the zeise, so a stone of a date is not likely to, as it pulls through the organs, to puncture. But if it is a stone of an olive, that is like a needle. It's very likely. It has a very thin edge. So melee, the stone of an olive can puncture. So you have to be cautious, maybe it punctured. Abel Gizeise Mirzebos. Miobel Hudirovir. Al din nu as in Lia Bema Balachos and Yom Rabbi. Nicht is atomic meat me abim of Kindochok. She nichil Arshavot. Miobel Hoshi. Kivo Oshib Nanin Eso. I mean, that's like you see. In other words, because out of the movements. She Nanin Eso. My eyes are Abel Likom Labo. Stranger to Mirzebos. Kimach. Uman the Torah be machat, Torah name Abiha. All right. Omer Abir, Lomo Nikro Shmo Reye, Shemiro Esenai. That's why the cold, the Lomo is called Rey. Iboyo. Lachile oi alidei saman. In other words, it's good for the eyes. So, is it good for the eyes when you read along just by itself? Or it's good for the eyes if you mix the long with certain ingredients? With certain ingredients. Toshma, Yom Rabuni Bar Yehuda, Avze Bezuze V'reye Dido Be'abo. He used to sell a goose for one zuz. And the long of a goose, they charged four zuz. Now, that doesn't make sense. So why was it so expensive? Because the long was considered as being helpful for the eyes. So if you say that it's not the long as it is intact without the mixture of something else is good for the eyes, but it's only the long that is mixed with other ingredients that is good for the eyes. So then we can understand this, why a whole goose costed only one zuz, and this kind of a thing, because that trick involved a certain preparation. You had to mix it with other raw materials, so maybe it cost more. But if you say that it was good for the eyes, it was good for the eyes. The long by itself, so why did people spend money, three extra zuzim? All they had to do is to buy whole goose, whether they care for the goose or not, and let them cut out the long and use it for the eyes. So it's a raya that it's only together with the mixture of other things. So it's good for that. Yomar Abuni Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Abze Bezuzi V'Reye Dido Babo, V'Shaldai Dach L'Achile, Rinken Bezuzi V'Leichem, Elo Aldi Samar. Now the Gemara raises a question. Heiche in kevareye heiche di mashbishe yodin di tapche talim and loy talim nikvareye istrei. But suppose we find the naked in the reye in a spot that is usually handled by the butcher. Some mele, it's very likely that the butcher, when he handled it, so he made an ekev after a shchite. So the question is, if we find a nekev in a reye in a spot that the butcher handles, so can we presume that this nekev was caused by the butcher's handling? Or, since we didn't see that the nekev was caused by the butcher's handling, so we cannot take it for granted? So there is a machlokes. Talino loy talin, avade banos no matalino. Mazut beit rav mori omar loy talinon, vihilches et alinon.
Omar Rav Shmuel Breit Rav Avuye, Abba Merei Shekalei De Rafram Hab. In other words, my Avuye De Abbe Merei She Avuye De Abbe Detz Ravache Banos Rashi says, Avuye De Abbe Ravache Merei Shekalei Merei Darshoni. He was one of the main speakers at the Kale. Kale was in the Bisman Chazal, in Surin, Pedise, Nadoye, so in the months of Elul and Odea, so they gave droshes, lectures, and all dinim for the whole public. So Avuyda Abbe Mereishi Kale the Rafram Abbe, and that is reference to Ravache Banos. Nah, so Ravache Banos. It's not Ravade Banos, but Ravache Banos. So Ravache Banos says Talino. So he says Ravache Banos in the Rishi called Rav Ramavi. In other words, he was an expert. He can be relied upon. Amru kamei lehodim arzut rebreit Rav Mori vole kiblu. Omer Rav Mishal sheye kavosei da avuye da abe mistabre. That we do attribute it to the handling by the butcher. What's the raya? Dotalino bizeiv. Now we learned aftes that if a zeiv took the internals of a behemoth and then he brought them back completely perforated, so we don't have to becheshish. Maybe these internals were perforated at the very outset, but we say no. When the zeiv picked them up, they were not perforated, and these perforations were made by the zeiv because we know that the zeiv is capable of making perforations in organs. So Mimele here too, we know that the butcher's hand is capable of making nikovim. So since the nekev in the reya was found in a place that is handled by the butcher's hands, so Mimele we are telling it. Murne plidibo ravise badusoye virabon. Chadom akedim shrike poris. Suppose we find in the Re'e, as we open up the Re'e after Shrite, we find worms in the Re'e. We find worms in the Re'e. So the question is, when did these worms develop in the Re'e? While the behemoth was living, or after the shchit, if the worms developed, if we knew that the worms developed the kelim shchite, so then in all probability these worms, while the behemoth was alive, they certainly perforated the lung. And even if we don't see any nekef in the lung, so we say scar tissue developed over it, because it's highly unlikely that worms should develop over in the lung of the behemoth, in the lifetime of the behemoth, and not perforate, and that these worms should not perforate the lung. But maybe the worms developed lachashvite, some mele, since we don't find any covering in the Re'e, so we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe there was a nekev in the lifetime of the Re'e. So the question is, do we have to, can we take it for granted that it happened lachashrite or not? So the machlekes. Pliki baravis, but the soye verabonon, chadom akilim shrite poris, vechadom alachashrite poris. Vehilchas alachashrite poris. Again, Dr. Bowden is marvels at the idea of Chazal. So he mentions that in medical statistics, so there are only two types of worms that can develop in cattle while the behemoth lives. But there are so many types of worms, and he calls it by names. I mean, I don't remember the names. These worms produce a certain disease when they develop in the lifetime of the behemoth. But there are so many types of worms that can develop on the lung of the behemoth after the death of the behemoth. So Mimela, we can understand very well As to why the Gemara says Vilchas Lach Hashvita Parish, it's simply on the basis of Rov, because all kinds of worms can develop Lach Hashvita. Only two kinds of worms can thrive and build up a culture in the lifetime of the Behemoth. So maybe we don't have to be Cheshish for it. Reb Shimon Eimer Ad Shetinoki. Omer Rabbe Batachlif Omer Ravir Meir Barabe Ad Shetinoki Flisim Pongode. Yosef Ravache Baravabe Kamid Ravune V'Yosef Vikoma Omer Rabbi Maluch Omer Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi Halochik Reb Shimon. That's the name of an Ameire. Omer Levi Maluch Harvoy Kamret. In other words, you mean the Chochem Maluch who came from Arabia, that was his, the place from where he was born. Ein alochik Reb Shimon koma. Malach, Rabbi Malach said that ein alochik Reb Shimon. Ki solik Reb Zeir Ashkel Rabbi Ben Yosef koma. Omer Rabbi Malach, Omer Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi, alochik Reb Shimon. So the question was, what did Rabbi Malach say? Whether Rabbi Malach said alochik Reb Shimon or ein alochik Reb Shimon. Omer Leichai de Ma'ar de Anove Rav Chiya Barabi Rav Yase. Iklin le'asked Rav Malach, v'amrlei yom amar alochik Reb Shimon. So they asked Rav Malach himself, did you say the alochik Reb Shimon? V'omalon ein alochik Reb Shimon amre. V'atma v'yodoch, omalei hoche omar Rav Yitzchak Barami or Rav Shimon Levi alochik Reb Shimon. This is what the Chazal said before. But then the last Chachomim, that means the Bezdinei of Rabbine Veravashe, who were chasing in the Talmud, they said, Vein alochek Reb Shimon. So memele, that's the way you pass, because Elashif Tashayi Bayom Imayim, so what does it mean Bayom Imayim? That means the less Bezdin of the Chachmei HaKabore, of the Chachmei HaTalmud. So this is what they pass. This is what Rashi says. Gimora possible. Vein alochek. Vatma biyodoch, Rabbi b'shailo Rab Zeire, vein alochek Reb Shimon. Gemara posko, uvishiva ha'achreino. What do you mean, yishiva ha'achreino? That means the last session of the Chesimus Talmud. Nipziko ha'aloches ha'lolu, ha'psukis, stambing more. Stambing. All right. Nikva ha'keinu. Omer Rav Yitzchok, now here is the sugye. That is a very important sugya. I mean, it's not a Nisa Treifes, it's an Nisa of Chelet, but a very basic sugya. Omer Rav Yitzchok Banachmeini, Omer Rav Eishe, Chelev Shel Gabi Kevo, Keanim Nogu Beheta. Now, you'll have to know, I don't know whether we'll manage to go over Simen Samadalet, inside. If we don't, you'll have to go over it yourself. So then Simen Samadalet deals with the Isar of Chelev. So, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok ben Achmeini, Omar Rabbi Eishe, Chelev shel gabi kevo, ki ani noag b'heta. There is a certain, what is Chelev? Chelev is a certain kind of fats. But not all fats be the Torah Asar. The Torah only Asar certain type of fats. The other fat, so, is that's called Shumen. That's called Shumen. So, only certain kind of fats, the Torah said. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that there are three places where the Chelev is osa, where the fat is osa. That is, the Chelev HaKlois, that's the internals. That means the stomach, the intestines, but it's not so poshut. Not all the fat that covers the stomach and the intestine is asur. But there is one type of chilev, of fat, that is osir, that comes within this of chilev. There's the chilev shal akeret. There's the and the internals. Vishal shtei akloes and the kidneys, the shal aksolim, the loins. Only these things. Now, ksolim and kloes, there is no machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So everybody agrees that the chilev, the fat that it covers the loins, or the fat that is al shtei akloes, the kidneys, that's certainly osir. And there is a chiyuv kores if you eat that chilev. But the extent of the chilev shel akerev that comes within this of chilev, there is a basic machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But there are three areas of chilev that are osir, of fat that are osir. One area is the chilev shel aksolim, the loins. Another area of fat that is osir is the chilev that are the kidneys. And the other area of fat that is osir is the chilev and the internals. Now, in regard to the chilev shel akerev, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The question is whether the chilev that is on the left stomach, whether the chilev that is on the left stomach or on the intestines after the first layer of the intestines. So you see, as the intestines begin, so one amo of that intestine to the chilev, and the first amo is certainly osa. After that amo, let's see, the chilev that is on the coil of the intestines after that amo is stowing the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And then also the chilev that is on the fourth stomach is also stowing machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But according to Moshe and the Gemara, the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is only in regard to the lesser curvature, the chilev that is on the lesser curvature of the fourth stomach of the abomasum, because the abomasum, the cavo, is in the form of a curvature, and then you have the greater curvature, and then you have inside the greater curvature you have a smaller curvature. That's the lesser curvature. So as far as the lesser curvature, so certainly according to Rabbi Akiva, so it is not osa, the lesser curvature. And how about the chilev that is on the greater curvature of the kevo, the keshes, as it is called, the keshes of the kevo? So then the atulishin is in the Gemara. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yoishe, chilev shal gabi kevo ki hanim noag biheta. That the chilev that is on the abomasum, the fourth stomach, certainly in the lesser curvature, that's the inner curvature in the kevo, so the chilev that is on the inner curvature of the kevo, so the kehanim aneigeta, did it. Oh, why kehanim? So Rashi explains it. Sha'akevo nitno lehem mizefri hazevach. I mean, the same heta would apply to Israelim too. But it was very relevant to the kehanim, because the kevo of the korban had to be given to kehanim. So mele, to them, it was a relevant question as to whether you can eat the fatty parts, and the lesser curvature of the kevo or not. So the kehanim were accustomed to eat the fatty parts, and the lesser curvature of, that's called the seotim. The greater curvature of the kevo is called keshes, kashti, and the lesser curvature that is inside inside the outer circle, so that the Kehanim were accustomed to eat it.
Kirbi Shmuel, Shoma Mishmaris,
Visimonoch, Reb Yishmuel Kahanem Misaye. Misaye Kahanem.
In other words, if you want to remember, because you know everything had to be studied bal peh, so they had to resort to simoni.
So if you want to have a simon to remember who says what, so you should make for yourself a simon that the kayan, that Rabbi Shmuel, who was a kayan, so Rabbi Shmuel was a kayan, so he helps out the kayan. That is, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shmuel held that the chilev in the lesser curvature was muter because it harmonized with his interest, chas v'shalom. But it just as a simen to remember it, so you should remember it, that Rabbi Shmuel is a kayan, he is on the side of the kahanim. Not coincidentally, he is on the side of the kahanim, not deliberately. All right.
Shoma Mishmaveso,
Visimonoch Yishmoel Kahane, Misaye Kahane. Tommy Dueso, Umekele. All the time, he helps them out. I mean, that is just an expression in order to remember who says what. We come in for a sheikh. Come in for a sheikh. At one time, there's a certain maskol, he's well known. I don't know whether you heard of him, but he was well known 40 years ago in the Jewish scene, and he even had a reputation as being an Orthodox Jew and perhaps as a leader, but the truth was that he was not a maimon. At one time, Yeshivas Hamishkachonon, he spoke and he mentioned that the Marsho himself had a critical approach towards Chazal. That's what he said, I mean, with the chutzpah in his chutzpah. So, that the Marsho interpreted the dinim of the Gemara on the basis of the historical approach. In other words, you know, I mean, that nonsense that Bishamai belonged to the aristocratic class and Bishilel they belong to the common people, so that's the reason as to why Bishamai say this and Bishilel say that, all kinds of nonsense. But he said that the Marsho was really not the conservative rabbis conceived of that approach, but the Marsho himself, and he mentioned, and he had the chutzpah to mention a Marsho in Gemara in Psochim. So the Gemara says in Psochim, Rav Pope says, Haiman di yochel mishte shikre vishose hamre over baltashris. So if somebody can drink beer and he spends money on wine, he's over baltashris. So the Gemara says, no, it's not like that. Baltashris the goofy olive. So there is no baltashris if you spend a lot of money in order to buy something that you think is better for your health. So then there is no baltashris. But Rav Pope said, over baltashris. So the Marsho says that Rav Pope said that because Rav Pope was a beer manufacturer. So that was the Raya Brure that Rav Pope, you know, adapted that he so-called historical sociological approach, in other words, because he belonged to the bourgeoisie, so Mimele, he wanted, so he formulated the aloches in accordance with the interests of the rich class. So, I mean, my father never interrupted anybody, but he interrupted him and he said that he's talking nonsense. Yereta maratzies in stus. Ich will das auf den Stamm rufen, because weil es ein Zucker ist, ein Titel für euch. Ihr wisst, was der Pshat im Marsho ist. Es ist sehr poschet. Wie kann Rav Pope sagen, als er mich so sagt, als er selber bei Tashris, Rav Pope wird hier mit sein. Als er ist nicht gesund, die doch ein Tag im Tashris. So, sagt der Marsho, wie bald Rav Poppy gewinnt ein Manufacturer von Bier, ist er gewinnt ein größer Mumche, ein größer Expert, was ist sie gut für gesund und was ist sie nicht gut für gesund. Das ist der Pschat in Marschau, nicht eier am Ratzes, nach eurer Stuss. Und in Yeshivas Rabbi Zuchonon können wir solche Idioten von nicht reden. So, he got off the bime and he stopped talking. I won't mention the name of that person because he's already sheikh enough. So I mention it, you see, in connection with this, you know, somebody might say that the Gemara itself, you know, is interpreting, you know, the Tanoim on the basis, because I read it in some books that were written by conservative rabbis. So they say that Chochmeh, I mean, he said, why are they accused, you know, of heresy? Just because they explain Bishamay and Bistilel on the basis of the sociological approach. He says, the Gemara itself says that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel, because he was a Kehen, so in order to protect the interests of the Kehanim, so he formulated the Halachos of Chelev, that has to do with the Nisa Kores on the basis, you know, of the interests of the Kehanim. And he approves of that, after all. I mean, the Kehanim have to make a living. Why shouldn't? I mean, he glorifies Rabbi Shmuel for that. Because according to him, Rabbi Shmuel believed that the halacha has to vary according to the times. It has to be adapted according to the times. But this is the pshat. What it means, just as a simon. V'simonoch. In other words, as the Gemara mentions simon. V'simonoch Yishmoel kahane misaye. Kahane. Mai. So in other words, as a simon, you should remember that so you know who said what. That Rabbi Shmuel, who is a Kehen, happens to say halachos that are helpful to the Kehan. To the Kehan. Ditanye, koisi vorcho es me Yisroel. Rabbi Shmuel eimeya, lo madnu brocho li Yisroel mipi Kehan. Li Kehanim atzmon loy lo madnu. So in other words, there is a posi, koisi vorcho es me Yisroel. So that means that the Kehanim are mevorach Yisroel. And we Kehanim atzmon. So they are blessed. Who blesses them? The Kehanim. But who blesses the Kehanim? Kehanim atzmon. Lulamadnu kishayim avani avorchein heveim ea Kehanim yivorchein Yisrael vakodish boruchum yivorch lekanim. Vakodish boruchum lekanim. So in other words, the Kehanim are also blessed. And that is mentioned in the same posik. Vani avorchein. Rabbi Akiva eimea lomadnu brocho li Yisrael mich bikahanim. So he interprets Vani Avorche differently. See, Rabbi Shmuel interprets Vani Avorche, and I, God, will bless the Kehanim. And Rabbi Akiva interprets Vani Avorchem, Anig, I God will bless the Yisrael whom the Kehanim bless. In other words, the Kehanim, they have to pronounce the blessing, but they do not become blessed through the fiat of the Kehanim. They become blessed because once the Kehanim bless the Yisrael, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam confirms their bracha. So this is how Rabbi Akiva explains it. So El Rabakim Brochel Kehanim Minoli. So Bishleime according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Ani Avorchim implies that the Kehanim themselves are blessed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But according to Rabakim, so Ani Avorchim means that the Ribbono Shel Olam confirms the Broche of the Israel that the Kehanim bestow upon Israel. So where do we find a source for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam blesses Kehanim too? So maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam blesses only Israel, not Kehanim. Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, ma'avorcho mevorchecho. Mevorcho mevorchecho. So in other words, so according to both, the Kehanim are blessed. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the fact that Kehanim are blessed is implicit in the same posik in Osei, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's implicit in the posik in Bereishis. So now the question arises, in other words, so both are helpful to the Kehani. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So why is this mentioned as a simen? Rabbi Shmuel was a Kehani, he's helpful. He is helpful to Kehani. Umay misai Kehani, the maker of Birkas Kehani, bimokim brocha di Yisrael. Bimokim brocha di Yisrael. So, it's a Birkas Yisrael, the hocha adifin. The mashma shel mizboruch in heini mashon. So as a simen it could be mentioned. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, so the brocha of the Kehanim is not mentioned in the same parashi as the brocha of Yisrael. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel's interpretation, so the brocha of Kehanim is mentioned in the same parashi as the brocha of Yisrael. So in other words, so Hishite appears to be more helpful to the Kehanim than the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So it is used as a sin. Oh, now, he said that Rishmuel Kahane, Misai Kahane, always, so he says, and he said, Rishmuel Shoma Mishma Deiso, Kahane Noag Beheter, Rishmuel Shoma Mishma Deiso. What is, now here too, it happened, as is, it coincidentally, he happened to be Misaiya, the Kahane, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel's memory that he said in the name of his Rabbein. So what is it? That's in connection with Chalev. So it's Negei and Issachoras. So Rabbi Shmuel Shom Shalvei Zomai, Itanya Kol Achilev Asher Lakeret. So in other words, Chalev is Oser. Chalev is Oser, and there is an Issachoras for Chalev. And then the Chalev has to be burned on the Mizbeach, the Chalev. The Chalev. So Hov Lohovi, so there is an equation. Whatever has to be burned at the Mizbeach, in the Korban, so it comes within this Achilev. What does not have to be burned at the Mizbeach does not come within this Achilev. In other words, this is the criterion whereby we can determine what comes within the Issachoras of Achilev or not. If it is something that has to be burned at the Mizbeach, it comes within the Issachoras. If it does not have to be burned at the Mizbeach, so it does not come within this Achilev. So Hobi Chilev Shal Gabadak. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Chavakim Eimeir. Li Hobi Chilev Shal Akim. Lo Vechilev Shal Akim. Na. Rash. Chilev Shal Adakim Li Kamon Amrinon Rish Meir Beamse. Bo Yegrere. Vizeu Chilev Shal Adakim. Ki Shamaayim Masrilim. Ki Shamaayim Masrilim Li Moshech Nakevo. Ha Vechilev Shal Adakim. Oser Adam. Li Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. מפני שחילב של הקרב שקרם טילו מחובבי והכוסם הרבה יום בכלל ועסקו החילב אבל חילב של הקרב על רבי שמואל מוטה והיינו מסי כאן so according to רבי שמואל so when the Torah says it's called החילב של הקרב so that includes the חילב that is on the first layer of the small intestine is the small intestine starts from the end of the fourth stomach. So there is the beginning of the small intestine. So the first amon of that layer, that is osa. So rish my mayo of the internals, the first amon, boigreira, that you have to scrape off. And the rest, the other coils, the chilev, we're not talking about the intestine themselves, but the chilev that is on the intestines. So the chilev that covers the first amo of the intestine has to be scraped off. That's osa, that comes within the chilev. But then, beyond the first amo of the intestine, so the fat that covers the intestine, the coils that is beyond the first amo of the intestine is not osa. So in other words, so that is osa mashinkin, the fat that covers the internals, the intestine beyond the first amo of the intestine is not osir. And also, the chaylev, the fat that covers the keilo, the lesser curvature, the inside eagle, the lesser curvature of the mesim, is not osir either. And then the Gemara will say that this is Rav Akiva's shita liyam. Alright. Lo v'chilu shel gavadaki. So, only would, that means at the first amon of the intestine. So in other words, they could eat the fatty parts. But there is another Tane who says that even the chilev that is on the kevo is also osir. And even the chilev that is beyond the first amo of the intestine is also osir. Oh, Rabbi Akiva email lo v'chilev shel akevo. Lo v'chilev shel gab kevo. And Rabbi Akiva says that the chilev shel gab kevo is also osir. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shoma Mishim Rabbi Iso, so it's not osir. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not osir. Shem Rabbi Iso, that's something else. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not osir. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the fat that is on the kevo is osir. V'remine. Es achilev asher lakerev, Rabbi Shmuel emeir. Ma achilev amchas es akerev. Krum v'niklav, av kol krum v'niklav. So, in other words, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is the criterion whereby you determine whether a certain fatty part is chilev, comes within this of chilev on art, or is to be considered a shumen? So the criterion is there are two prerequisites. Number one is that it should have a membrane, and number two that it should be capable of being peeled off. So, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel says that any fatty part that covers an internal organ, whether it's the kevo, or it's the keres, or it's the daking, any fatty part that covers an internal organ that has a membrane and is capable, is readily peelable. In other words, you can peel it off. You can peel off the membrane from it. So then it comes within the Isar of Chilev. So Memele, from that point of view, all the fatty parts are come within the Isar of Chilev. Not only the fatty part that covers the rumen, the keres, and not only the fatty part that covers the first amo layer, the first amo layer of the intestine, but even the fatty part that covers the intestines after the first amo layer, and even the fatty part that covers the lesser curvature of the lesser stomach, is also conforms to these two attributes. It has a krum, it has a membrane, and it's readily peelable. In other words, you can peel it off. So everything, so is machmir. So in other words, so according to the second price, Rabbi Shmuel is machmir. According to the first price, Rabbi Shmuel is maker. Rabbi Akiva Imeir, no, according to the second price, Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir and Rabbi Akiva is the maker. Rabbi Akiva Imeir, ma achilev amachasev sakerev, teisev krum v'niklav, av kol teisev krum v'niklav. So in other words, he darshens as follows, just as the chilev that is on the keres, on the woman, that everybody admits that it comes within the zalchilev. So it has an even layer, not just an even membrane, an even layer, not just a layer. Sometimes you see the chilev, the fatty part that covers the lesser curvature in the mesim, so does not have an even layer, but the layer is in the form of lumps. It's not even. So according to Rabbi Akiva, only that fatty part that is tasty, that is even, in other words, not in the form of lumps. Tasif kum, af kol tasif kum v'niklav. La fuke, the fatty part on the kevo, so that's in the form of lumps. You can't peel it off. I mean, so it's in the form of lumps. So memele, it doesn't come with nisa. Anyway, so there's a stira. In the first brayser, Rabbi Shmuel is the maker. that only the chiluv shel gabei adakim is osa, the first amuleya of the intestine. But the chiluv that is al gabei akevo is muter. Whereas in the second price, Rabbi Shmuel says that any fatty part that conforms to the characteristics of kumvinikla, including the fatty part that covers the kevo, is also, so there is there. Sholach, Rabbi Mishmid Rabbi Yechele Kachi Atzoye Shal Mishne. Veifer Kamais. In other words, we should reverse the roles in the first price. We should read as follows. Lihovi chilev shel gabei adakim. Ladakim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Meir. Lihovi chilev shel gabei adakim. Just the reverse. In other words, we should reverse the first price. So, veiva kamaise. Mai chosis dafkes kamaise veiva basaise. So the Gemara answers, shanohe kim diktone ma dafke. We see that the second brisa is formulated accurately, every word, because it mentions the whole droshe, I mean, teisef krum v'nikla. So mele we reverse the roles in the first brisa. Oh, shanoach v'niktonem ma'adaf ihoche. So the question arises, ki Rabbi Shmuel. Kirabakili. So that means that Rabbi Shmuel, he said, what did Mora say here before? That Chilev Shel Gabi Kevo, Ki Ani Noag Beheter, since you reverse the roles in the first Baise. So the correct way is the way it's mentioned in the second Baise. And the second Baise, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir. Machile va mechase esa keref. Krum viniklav. So mele it includes even the chilev shel gabei akevo. So Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir. So it's not that keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Shmuel. So it's keyani, we should say keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Akiva, not ke Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he say keyani minoag beheta ke Rabbi Shmuel? The answer is keyani minoag beheta. So you might get a parrot. Keyani yoche ke Rabbi Shmuel ke Rabbi Akiva. Oma Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok shoma mishma veiso vilei lo isvir. In other words, the simon is, it's that Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Kayan, so the Kayanim is Noag Beheter, like the Rabbeisov, the Aveisov of Rabbi Shmuel. But in Rahman, Rabbi Shmuel himself was not on the side of the Kayanim, he was a Mach. But Rabbi Shmuel himself is chilek on the aveisov, on the rabeisov. Now let's see the Rashi. Chilek shel adakim, kalambrino kishmai bam, sebo yikrei yozeh chilek shel adakim, shemayim yaschilu limosh mehakevo. Aba chilek shel adakim moser adamu, div Rabbi Shmuel, di shechilek shel akerev, shekiyanti lemichu bepe. Vakos mabeyim lechol ועוד כלה אחרת. Aba chilek shel akevo, Rabbi Shmuel muter. Vayin misai kane, krum vinikrav, krum daki ishalov. V'niklav akrum me'al achilev shenodot b'kol kach. Af kol krum v'niklav. V'ayin achilev shel gabei kevo. V'kol shkin achilev shel gabei adak. Kesef v'simbosi. Mitargemin on hiseisve. Kisimlo u'poru shal akorev. V'akerev. V'chin al adakum b'reishom. In other words, it's only the beginning of the dakim. The first amoleya. The chilev that covers the first amoleya. Avol chilev hakeve in hiseisve. That's in the form of lumps. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the maker. Or the Rabbeisov, the Aveisov of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the Machmir. Rabbi Shmuel himself is the Machmir. So according to Rabbi Akiva, or the Rabbeisov, the Aveisov of Rabbi Shmuel, Chilev Akiva is Muta. And the Chilev that is beyond the first Amoleya of the Dakin is also Muta. According to Rabbi Shmuel, everything is also. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel Darshans, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so the prerequisites the prerequisite of the Yisachilev is Kumbiniklav, that's all. Not, there is no aloche, there is no prerequisite of Tesev. There is no aloche that in order to come within the Yisachilev, so the Chilev must have a membrane that is an even layer. That is an even layer. Even if the Chilev has a membrane that is in the form of lumps, not an even layer, in the form of lumps, you couldn't take it off as a unit. An even layer means that you can take it off as a unit. But if it's in the form of lumps, so you have to take off from one piece, from another piece. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the prerequisite is just kumbiniklav. According to Rabbi Akiva, the prerequisite is teisiv kumbiniklav. Not kumbiniklav, but teisiv kumbiniklav. I've called teisiv kumbiniklav. Oh, now let's see the Rashi. I've called kumbiniklav, I've called kumbiniklav, I've called shkhil, so kabdaki. Teisiv is the most incommunist, he says, kisimu poros on a kerem. וכן על הדקים בראשון. אבל חילב הקיבו אין תסיף, ולכתיחס תיחס הוא עודוק. בשביל הדקים בראשי והולו, היינם נקמתה, תקויו, כי אפתא דה פרסט טעם עוליה, כי שמפריס נסים, מהן מי שמאכיל בעצמם, ולאף תסיף הוא, אלו עודוק בה. It is not, and it doesn't have an even layer on the cable. The fatty part is, does not have an even layer that could be taken off as a unit, but it's in the form of lumps. So maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not osir. And then the fatty part on the ducking after the first amuleya, according to Rabbi Akiva, is also mutar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, both are osir. So in other words, the two nafkiminis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the chiruv shel Rabbi Akiva, yisaras akashte. In other words, the fatty part on the inner curvature and also the counting. In other words, the coil, the fatty part and the coil that is beyond the first amoleia of the intestines. Now, there is, well, we'll leave it here now. So, for Friday, you should be... So go to that Agudas Maimon, mentions it, and you should go over in Shulchan Aruch Siman Samad Aleph, because I don't know whether, when we learn the day, whether we'll have time to go over Siman Samad Aleph, so you should go over these sifim Siman Samad Aleph now. And these are very important dinim. It's dinim that have to do with the Nisa Kodesh. And the trouble is that no one knows these dinim. Only certain in action know the Nisa, that's all. In Shocht, that's all. Now, in Siman Samad Dalet, so, you should go over the Sifim. As a matter of fact, I think you should go over the whole Siman Samad Dalet in Chabad HaMor. I mean, because the whole Siman is very important. So, the Mordechai mentions in Machlokes between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Ephraim, and it seems that the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, are divided on that question. And it's in Machlokes and in Nisa Koras. What's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, Machilev amechases akerev, teisev krum v'niklav, afkol teisev krum v'niklav. So there is a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Ephraim. Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Shite, Rabbi Ephraim is the Machmir. Rabbi Ephraim Shite is that when Rabbi Akiva says, Teisev Krum V'Niklav, he has reference to two separate things. Teisev, he has reference because the fatty part that you have on the keres, on the rumen, so you have one layer, and then you have the membrane. And then you have a membrane, and then beneath that membrane, you have another layer of fatty parts. So, that the upper layer of the fatty parts that is undercarries, so that conforms to the characteristic of tasting. In other words, it's an even layer, and it's not in the form of lumps. It's not in the form of lumps. But then, beneath that, let's say, can I take it?
Sure.
Okay. So let's say that you have the carrots. You have here the carrots. So you have a fatty part, and then you have a membrane, and then you have another fatty part, and you have another membrane on top. So you have two layers of fatty parts on the carrots. So the upper fatty part, that the membrane that is on the upper fatty part, the upper portion fatty part, so that conforms the characteristic of tasting, because it has a living layer and you can peel it off as a unit. It's not in the form of lumps. But then, when you take off the upper fatty part, so then, here the lower fatty part, that is not tasty. And that's in the form of lumps. So according to Rav Akiva, it should be mutar. Only the upper portion of the fatty part should come within this akores. Not the lower one, because the upper is tasty, the lower is not tasty. So this is what Ramiel says. This is what Ramiel says. Rabbi Ephraim says that when Rabbi Akiva says, Machil v'machas takeref teisef krum v'niklav, so he has reference to two separate portions. Teisef has reference to the upper portion of the fatty part. The upper portion of the fatty part. So that's teisef. So there it is, Osea, it comes with the Nisar of Chelev, because it's tasty, there's an even layer, and you can take it off as a unit. It's not in the form of lumps. La Fouque, the fatty part that covers the bomesim, the cavo, the less stomach of the behemoth, that's not tasty. So that is mutem, that tasty part. But then he says, Krum v'niklav. So Krum v'niklav, so there's a special aloche, that the lower portion of the fatty part that is on the keres, even though it's not tasty, it is just krum v'niklav, and it's not tasty, so it also comes. In other words, so the tasty, according to Rabbi Ephraim, has reference to the upper portion of the fatty part, and the krum v'niklav, even though it's not tasty, so has reference to the lower portion of the fatty part. So in other words, so there is a difference between the lower portion of the fatty part that is on the keres, and the fatty part that covers the cable. They both are not tasty, but the fatty part that covers the cable, because it's not tasty, so it does not come within the Yisrael, and the fatty part, the lower portion of the fatty part, or the fatty part, that even though it's not tasty, but the upper portion is tasty, so mainly even the lower portion that is not tasty, also comes within the Yisachelev, and Yachal comes. I mean, it's a machlekes. According to one, according to Rabbi Yehiel, it's mutar legamre. And according to Rabbi Ephraim, there is a chiyuv kores. Chiyuv kores. So, according to Rabbi Yehiel, teisef krum v'niklav has reference is to one thing. And according to Rabbi Ephraim, teisef krum has reference to the upper portion. Has reference to the upper portion. So, mimele, any other fatty portion that covers that an internal organ and that is not tasted is muter, but ligabi keres there is a special zerosakos that even the lower portion fatty part that is not tasted, so that is also safe. So the tasted is reference to the upper portion and krum v'niklav is reference to the lower portion. All right. Like to leave it here. Now, so you go over Simon Samadalet, and the Mordechai mentions the machlekes between Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Yochanan. The more that we test on the case. Omar Rav, Chilef Toyer Seisei, Tomei Eini Seisei, that if there is Chilef Toyer, let's say now we pass like Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Shmuel Shoma Mishum Rabbeisa, not like Rabbi Shita of Rabbi Shmuel himself. So the lesson is that it has to be Teisev Krum V'Nikla. So which Chilev is Osea? So the Chilev and the Alakarev, that means the Chilev that is on the Keres and the woman, the first Tamek, and also the Chilev that is on the Besakeses and the Hemses, the second stomach and the third stomach. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we are mimayid the Chilev Shel Akeivu, because Chilev Shel Akeivu and the Ebo Mesum, the fourth stomach, is not a taste of Krum V'Nikla. And we are also mimayid the Chilev Shel Gabi Adakim, after the first layer of the daki, the first amo layer of the daki. In other words, the chilev that covers the kantor, the coils, after the first amo layer of the daki. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's osea. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's muta. So in other words, suppose you have the chilev, suppose you have a nekev in the daki, beyond the first amo layer. So it's muta, this chilev. And then you have a nekev, and this chilev toir, this chilev toir is blocks it. So the halacha is that's a good protection. Why? Because how is it? Chilev toir seisim tomein is seisim. So it's not just exerus hakos. After all, this is based upon the mitzvahs. Why does something serve as a protection? Because it blocks it well. So chilev toyer, why is it toyer? It's toyer because it's not a simchum v'nikla. In order to come within this of chilev, it has to have a hidden layer, and it's capable of being peeled off. But if it doesn't have a hidden layer, if the layer is in the form of lumps, and you can't peel off the whole layer, like a simlo. So mele, that means that it is a good protection, you see. So if it is chilev toyer, so mele it's a good protection. Chilev toyer says it. Tomein says it. Rav Sheishes Omar Echotze says it. Let's see the Rashi. Chilev toyer says kein dakim shenikvu. That means the dakim after the first amoleya shenikvu. V'chilev akanto seisim zanekev kshero. The chilev toyer odukumeit. In other words, because why is it toyer? Because it is so impregnated that it cannot be peeled off easily. Some meile v'havistim emaliyasi. V'havistim emaliyasi. Tomein seisim. So there it has an even layer. So in other words, it can be peeled off. So it's not a good blocking. Why? Now we have halacha chilev toyer seisim. How about chilev chayo? So every chilev is muta. Daf geoma chilev toyer seisim. Why name toyer? Oydilu shem dehadik ve'ayloi mehadik. It's not a halacha that chilev that is toyer al pedin is seisim. Chilev that is toyer happens to be. Happens to be tasty. Tasty means it has an even layer, it's impregnated. You cannot peel it off the way you peel off, let's say, a peel of a shell of a fruit. So that's only Shayach Ligabe, the Chilev Toyer, that means the Behema. So that has the attribute of. That is the attribute So that is the attribute that it is not easy. Masheinkein, so mele, it's not a good protection. Masheinkein chayo. So b'mtzias is the same kind of chilev, like the chilev tomei of a behemo, except that the Torah didn't answer. So mele, it has no relevance to say. My daf come a chilev to yasis when I'm a toy, or idum shin mahadik, v'hayloi mahadik. Marji is the mikki v'akeren, hakeren shal chayo. Ulohodim boi yibaye, luhim shit leakate taimi de rav ma. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye mighty boyle, nei di shore bachile, aduke loy mahadik. Ahuduke loy mahadik, so mele, it cannot be esteemed, it cannot lie. Ahu nekev, di sat mechilev tomi, di also kami de hof. So there was a nekev, that was blocked, it was a nekev, let's say on the keres, and it was blocked by chilev tomi. So it was presented before Rovi. Oma Rovi limayne yecheshev. In other words, Rovi was disposed to be matered. Chodid oma Rav Sheishes chilev tomi name says. So he wanted to rely on Rav Sheishes. There's a machlekes between Rav and Rav Sheishes. Vei dati rochos al nomenim shol Yisroel. Om Rav popul Rovi. Rav Yisur et Reise vat amret ati rochos al nomenim shol Yisroel. I mean, all right. So you have one mandoma. But Rav is chilek. And it's a question at Reise and it's a chorus. So... here it's not Issachores. Here the question is in regard to Treifes. In regard to Treifes. It's an Issachar Reise of Treifes. So, and you rely on the sheet of Rav Sheishes when there is a Machlekes in a Reise. Holam Toyer, Rosach Malach Kol Chilev Sheer Kes Veis. Mehudek Mechuba Yofi Vibosa. Hatir or Hosok, Tiraskin in Afkulam, Mitzivakin, Pinus Abais, Viterbio Vakin, Vis Sanega, Lunitam, Omer of Mea, Mamma Tamil, Jom Roteo, Lahamtin, Shodirakin Sanega, Vyoma Tomiachi Yakil in Mif, Vintima creates of God of Matres, Madrid, and the Inter, Valmer Hosoteo of the Heres, Upachi, Shaylon Tara the Shvir, Vicholkar Hosoteo Alomenum Shotzorai. Sharitzoraz ball of Babushitzorai is a medrash. Kalachima or Min Shotarik. So, how do we know that Atiro Chosar Nomeinom shall be soil? Because if there's a negative bias, the Kain has to take a look at it. And if the Kain finds a Tomei, so he's masked the bias, and the bias is Tomei. Now, suppose if the Kain looks at it, and there are a number of Kailim inside the house, and the Kain declares it is Tomei, so everything is lost. So everything is lost. Here the Torah says, before the king inspected, you should clear the house, take out all the keli. Why? In order to protect the bialim against monetary loss. And what kind of monetary laws did the Torah have in mind? Not kli matres, not godim, because matres and godim, so even if they become tomei, there is still an eight. So why did the Torah have to advise him to take them out? There will be no real loss, even if it remains there. So it will be Tomei, all right? So it'll be Tomei, and then he'll be tabled the Kehu Dekli Matas. So obviously, when the Torah says, Upin Akin Es Abayis, Upin Es Abayis, the term Yov Akin Es Anega, that we should clear all the Kehu from the Bayis, the Torah had reference. The Torah had reference not to Klimatres, but to Klicheres, because Klicheres is the Eilis Sakonel Bishvir. So that would certainly involve a monetary loss, and yeah, Klicheres are of a relative low value of Klicheres, as compared, contrasted with Klimatres. Still, the Torah wanted to prevent the loss of losing Klicheres, which is of low value, Alachas kama v'chama is something that is substantial. Certainly, Teo is chosam l'inshlis. Omer Rav Popel Rove, Rav, l'mahod Rav Dom Aliyo, Tomei Niseise, u'trei v'isur ed Raisi, v'yish lo nulelech ha-chamachmir, d'kaimu m'shorti ol ha-chamachmir, v'yet amret ha-teo chosam l'inshlis Yisrael. Miyomin kanduki, Miyomin, that was his name, he was a pater, he made pats. Igalei bastike d'dufshi. So he had an anchor, he had a jug of honey, and it remained uncovered, and it was manchazal. So there was a possibility, lest if a mashkin was left exposed, uncovered, so there was a possibility, lest a nochosh, a snake, injected its venom, its poison, into that liquid in those days. Because the nechoshim were mitzui, so miyomin kanduke igol ebastik lidovshe. So a jug of honey became uncovered. So the question is whether we are allowed to drink it. Maybe not, because of the possibility of a nechosh injecting its venom. Choded itnan shleisha maskin asurim mishim gilu hayayim v'mayim v'cholov u'shokla maskin mitori. So dvash is not one of the three. That again was mentioned by Rav. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok v'Rav, Reb Shimon v'Zakonas Nefoshes, v'Adam Ratei Ochos Amon Shel Yisrael. You see, you mentioned it on a comment that says that when is a Toser, Mishim Zakone, only in regard to three mashkin. Because these three mashkin, Nechoshim snakes, are very accustomed to drink from. Mashinkin, other mashkin, snakes usually don't drink. But there is still an element of sakonis nefoshes. Usually they don't drink. But sometimes a snake decides to drink from mashkin other than these three. So how can you rely on the shita l'tanekame? Because in tanekame, that you only have to be cheshish. For the three mashkin, not other mashkin, but Rav Shimon is chilek and he holds that there is an issue of sakone of drinking in midrash that has been exposed. So the Gemara now is pointing out where is Rav Shimon chilek on it? Rav Shimon Mai, Tanya Chamishim Bemishmigil, Tzir, Vechemet, Shemen, Udvash, and Moriz. So Rav Shimon mentions in the list dvash also. Rav Shimon Eimei Afyeish Ben Mishim Gil. So Rav Shimon is chelik amet. So Tanekam says Chamisho Eim Ben Mishim Gil. And what if Chamisho is dvash? Rav Shimon says Afyeish Ben Mishim Gil. So the Yom Rav Shimon Ani Roi Sinochosh Sheshotzi Abitzin. So Rav Shimon, in order to prove his point, said the Chachomim, I myself saw how a snake tasted from dvash, but that's unusual. Omru leishat yavi v'imivim rayim yashet. In other words, this nochosh that you saw was not who drank from the dvash was not a normal nochosh, but a normal nochosh doesn't drink any dvash, so mainly it doesn't inject. It's poisoning. Kaduke mechakad. Vastike katsho vash, hafshim meisim shum gil. Vekal vikul sakonis foshis. Vyeish lo nilach. Leile chacha amach. Eim ben mishum gil. Shei nocho shei isime. Shei teo yeisi nocho. Shei shor mechoshim meisim yitzir. Omalei. So Rove said, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, Eidele mi b'tzir. In other words, what did Rove say at first? Rove said that only he mentioned the Aloch of Tanakam, that only three mashkin asur mishigil, but vash not, other mashkin not. And then Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok said, no, you cannot rely on Tanakam mishite when there is a machleken between Tanakam and Rav Shimon. Come to Rav Shimon, we have to be chayish for sakonis nefoshes, even in connection with Vash. So, So Gemara says, Omalei, Chove said to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Eidele mi es bitzir. You have to conceive in connection with tzir. That we don't have a chishish. So Rav Pope, Rav Nebrit, Rav Yishuv, Rav Bonon, Kaav, Le Giluye, Shorali bitzir. Whenever something was exposed, so they mixed it with tzir. So we see that the Nochosh doesn't drink from tzir. Omalei, so then this is what Chove said Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Omalei, so Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, Eidel and Mias, Omalei, so Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said to Chove, Eidel and Mias Midvash, to Rav Shimon ben Elozor, Koye Kavose, Itanye, so Rav Shimon ben Elozor agrees with Rav Shimon, that Midvash is Asura Mishmgil. The whole Rav Popper, Rabbunim, Rav Yishuv, Rabbonon, Kavali, Giluye, Shel Mitzia, Omalei, Eile Mies Bidvash, the Rav Shimon Elozor, Koye, Kavos. The Tanya, Vechino, Yer Rav Shimon Elozor, Eise Bidvash. So in other words, so we see that in regard to Dvash, Rav Shimon is not the only Tanya who says that we have to be Chish. So the Mele, we pass like that in regard to Omli Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Eidle mi al kor bitzir le kaim lo mikrab shimen, to hapo vechich li potzal bitzir, les lechaz kavose bidvash naam el chakose. Gav migli gilui emayim u yayin av shel bitzir, vishatzir seyev seyaret, vishim marzi mazik, vishis nesin golu, Eidle mi dvash il chaz kavosai, to koi rab shimen, lo za kavose de rab shimen, stome de kavose de rab shimen, stome hu rab shimen yochoy. So this is my mom who says that Stam Rav Shimon, that means Rav Shimon Beichoy. Omar Rav Nachman, Chile v'osu ki keiva, ein he say, saying, that if the chile in the form of a helmet, so it's not a he say. Now the question is, where is it? What is it referring to? To which kind of chile? That it's osu ki keiva. It's in the form of helmet. Heiche, amre lo chite di kakashi. That's the chile that covers, that's the chile that is near the rectum. So that kind of a chile is not seisim b'fnei hanekev. L'hanekev. V'amre lo that when he says chilev v'osu ki keiva in seisem, chilev in the form of a helmet is not seisem, he has reference to the traf shel libe, the pericardium. Now chidei dikarkish chilev shel chalcheles, that's on the rectum hamitzir rei shekiren tabchi osu krotin krotin kein chiti v'nikvo. So if there is an ekev, but this chilev is seisei, loy mehane, utreiv, ukreitin agurin ain't make keva. That's why it's called pitev. Trashil libe, shim nalev osu ki keva, valev nirbebe, eni seisei, nik valev reye bisomuchle, vihusei, vahayne taime de reye asmucha bishim nalev, da avol gav da hayne rebise vesle godlo, umayto mechetuchat diwune, I heard from Rav Nachman in regard to two things. One is chimtze and one is barchimtze. Chad sosi v'chad lo yisosi. That is reference to the fatty parts that cover the keivo. That cover the keivo. So the keivo, so you have the keshes. You have the keshes. The greater curvature is in the form of a curvature. And then you have inside You have the Yiseres HaKeshes. It's the lesser curvature. The lesser curvature. So we have Chimtze Ubar Chimtze. One type of Chilev that is in the Kevo is Eisi. And the other type of the other type of Chilev that is in the Kevo is not Eisi. Is not Eisi. In other words, what's the Aloche? The Aloche is something that is Eisi. Something that is Tome is not Eisi. So Memele, so the one that is in the caches, so according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's not Osea, so that is Seitzi. So the one that is, the Atul Shein is in the Gemara, whether the Machlikes is in regard to the caches, Machlikes in regard to the caches, but the Yisiris HaKeshes is certainly Mutah, or the Machlikes is in the Yisiris HaKeshes. But in the caches, everybody admits that it's Oseh. So anyway, there is one type of chilev that is Oseh and one type of chilev that is Mutah. All right. So one is called Chimtze, one is called Bar Chimtze. So the one that is Mutah is Eiseh. The one that is Oseh is not Eiseh. Chatz Oseh v'chad l'Oseh. L'idane heimenai. Ravune, Bar Chinene, V'ravune b'rid Rav Nachman omar, Bar Chimtze Soseh. There's the Yiseres HaKeshes, the way he passed. The Chilev in the lesser curvature. So that's Toya, so it's Eise. But Chimtze, the Chilev in the greater curvature, is Teisiv Chom V'Nikra. So it's Chilev Tomei, it's Lo Yisos. One is called, so the greater curvature, the Chilev in the greater curvature, that is Oser, is called Chilev Tomei. So it's not Eise. And in the smaller, in the lesser curvature, it's called Chilev Toya. So it is Eise. Because in the lesser curvature, is inside, that's called Ben. So it's Yove Keiach Ben Mikeiach. Toshma. Domar Rav Nachman, Inu Meichalachle, Inu Meichalachle, Uldidon Mistam Namelu Sosim. This is how Rashi explains it. In other words, there is a machlekes between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel. Ligabi the Chilev Akiv. Now, Ligabi Chilev Akiv, we have a machlekes between Rav Akiv and Rav Shmuel. So we pasken like Rabbi Akiva, that in order to come within the Yisr of Chilev, it has to be Teisiv Krum V'Nikla. Now, Chilev Akeivo, whether it is referenced to the Keshes or the Yisr's HaKeshes, so Chilev Akeivo is not Teisiv Krum V'Nikla. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Oseh. It's still Oseh. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Mutah. So, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they relied completely on the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. In the Bnei Bovel, they were machmir like Rabbi Yishmoel. So in Meile, that means that in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who were nei completely like Rabbi Akiva. They were accustomed to eat the chilev that is alakim, because to them it's muta. And the Bnei Bovel, who were cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Yishmoel, so they abstained from eating the chilev shel gadakim. So Toshmanum Rav Nachman, inu meich lachle, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they passed completely like Rabbi Akiva, that in order to come within the Yisrael of chilev, it must be teisiv krum v'niklav. So the mele chilev shel gadakim, who is not teisiv krum v'niklav. So the mele, they were nei get there to eat it. Uldidon, Mr. Namely Sosim. Who don't miss the Namely Sosim. So there is no, it doesn't make sense that we in Bovel should be so machmia that we should declare that she should declare a cable that has a naked and then it is blocked, it is covered by the chalev she'al gabe akeivo. So it's not mistaber that we should say that it's trade. Because since the Eretz Yisrael are so makel that they eat it, even though vis-a-vis eating it, what kind of a question is involved here vis-a-vis eating it? Not a mere derisa, but an is a chorus. If somebody eats chalev that is osea, he's chayv chorus. Still, the Eretz Yisrael was so convinced that Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, that they were accustomed to eat the chalev shel Rabbi Akiva. So it doesn't make sense that we should be machmir ligabi treves. In other words, why? Because chalev is mochomo, chalev is an isakores, and chalev and treve is only an isalav. So if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael rely on Rabbi Akiva so much that they are not even cheshish in regard to an isakores like chalev, so we, even if we are machmir ligabi achile, so ligabi achile we are machmir because achile involves an isakores. Which is only a question of love. There is no reason as to why the bovel should be machmir. This is how Rashi explains it. The Rav Nachman, inu meichloch le bnei Eretz Yisrael anat cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, even in connection with chalev that is an isakores. So if we are machmir, so. We are machmir, we should be machmir in connection to this chorus. We shouldn't eat chalev that is mechases akeivo, but not to go so far that we should declare that if there is a nekev in the keivo, and then the chalev covers it, that it shouldn't be considered as a protection. After all, according to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it is sure that the chilev al gabei akeivo is toyer, and if it's toyer, it has to be a protection. So even though we don't want to be makel in regard to the eating of chilev, because that involves an isakores, but in regard to the eating of treve, the possibility of eating treve, there we can rely on the bnei Eretz Yisrael. So he says, beat me, ulidon afle mister namel isosi, beat me, ulidon nebovel neid leachlele. Lohoche miu marzikinole bicholof doyer liyeseise shmayos nine hayidi pliyeb dey bnei atzol nipoga korale Rav Nachman by Yitzchok chimtze. So what does Rav Nachman by Yitzchok call chimtze? Chimtze is like chometz. So he calls the chilev Shal gabe hakeim. So he said, Rav Nachman says, chimtze uba chimtze, chad sosim v'chad lo isosim. And then Rav Tovis gave the simen yofi kiyachad ben mikiyachav. So that means that the ba chimtze isosim, because that's toy. Masheim ki the chimtze da'av. That means not the Yiseres HaKeshes, not the Chilev at the fatty portion and the lesser curvature, but the Chimtze, the Chilev and the greater curvature, that is not Tzeisim, because that we consider as Tomei, and Tomei is not Tzeisim. Mibachutz, the greater curvature is korakasht, like a bow. Umivnim, inside the ugel, that's the lesser curvature, korodaisayre. So with a sayre plig, and the machleikes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in connection with the isayre, the yesa. In other words, the lesser curvature. This is the first lotion, and Rashi passes like the first lotion completely. In other words, you see, we have it Roshe according to Rabaki, that it has to be Teisek from the Nikla. Teisek from the Nikla. What does it mean, Teisek from the Nikla? Teisek from the Nikla means that it's not in the form of lumps, but it's like a simlo that is spread out. It's in the form of a plane, not in the form of lumps, one higher, one lower, but it's in the form of a plane. Plane, I mean, in other words, without any lumps. So, and it's readily peelable. You can peel it off. You can peel it off. But sometimes, so as far as the chilip, the fatty portion that covers, let's say, the carrots, so then there couldn't be any controversy, because that is obviously an even layer. Obviously an even layer. But sometimes, you know, you become involved in the question, is it an even layer or it's not an even layer? So more or less it is an even layer, but not completely an even layer. This is Akashte, the greater curvature in the cave. So they are more or less, it's in the form of an even layer. So Memele seems more or less, it's in the form of an even layer. So Kulamu le Pligidosa, so even Rabbi Akiva is me. Keep Pligidaisa. The Machlev between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to the Chilev in the lesser curvature of the cave. Inside the lesser curvature. So there, it's definitely not in the form of an even layer. So Mele contra Rabbi Shmuel, it's still Osea. It still comes within the Isar Chilev. A contra Bakive, it does not. So in other words, so this is what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, Chimtze ubar chimtze, chad sosim, v'chad loy sosim. And then Rav Hune, Bred Rav Nachman said, he explained it, bar chimtze sosim. Bar chimtze is the child. Why is it called bar chimtze? Because the lesser curvature, it's inside. And chimtze is called the av. That's why we say, Simonoch yofi keyach ben keyach av. So in the keshes, if you have a nekev in the cable, and the keshes itself, the chilev of the keshes covers it, so then it's not a protection, because that is awesome. But if you have a nekev in the cable, and the bachim tzeblak covers it, the lesser curvature, so then it's toya, because that's definitely not in the form of a plane, of an even layer. That's in the form of lumps. One pisea, I mean higher, lower. It's not in the form of a similar prusa, of an even layer, that is easy, readily pillable. But so some mele it's toya. If it's toya, so if it's toya, so it's very mehudek. If it's not readily pillable, it means it's impregnated into the bosom. It's impregnated into the bosom. So mele it's a good protection. It's a good protection. All right. So da kashti kol alma le pligadosa. There's the first lush. The bein li bnei bovel bein lufni marove osir. Da afilu rabba kibi doma li il teisiv kum vini klaf osir. Da hai nami li teisiv doma. Why does he say li teisiv doma? Because it's not so poshet, you see. The chilev, the fatty portion that covers the carrots, so there couldn't be any question as to the attribute of teisiv kum v'nikla. It's definitely teisiv kum v'nikla. But here there could be some question. There could be some question, because it's more or less in a plane, in the form of an even layer, but not completely in a plane, in the form of an even layer. So there's a little bit, it partakes of the nature of lumps, but more or less of an even layer. So Memele Rashi says, Hainamali Tesiv Dome, because it's not Mamish Tesiv. Tesiv Dome. Shane Mechuba, Elobem Tzakeshis. Keep Ligad Isa. Nibovel Savole Korabi Shmuel. The Oma Kol Kumvinik Lav Chilif Domeu. Vainame Kumvinik Levu. So, Niklevu. Ubne Mahove, Kiraba Kive, Niboye, Tesiv Kum Vinikla. Vahai Lav Tesivu. Now the question is, so according to Rashi, this is the first lashon, and the first lashon Rashi says collaborates the memory of Ravune of Breder Rav Nachman, who said Bar Chimtze Sosim Chimtze Loi Sosim Chimtze, the father, that means the greater curvature, that is Oseh, so Mele, it's not so Mehudek, so Mele. Some mele it is loisosim, and bachim it's a lesser curvature inside the chilev that is inside of the keshes of the eagle. So that is toya, because that's definitely in the form of lumps. It's not in the form of an even layer. Some mele it's loisosim. It's loisosim. So mele itzosim, I'm sorry. So mele itzosim, the bachim say itzosim, because it's in the form of lumps. So yofeki yachaben, mikeach, ha. So the bnei Eretz Yisrael passed completely like Rabbi Akiva, and they want him cheshish for the yishite of Rabbi Shmuel, even in regard to an Issachores, to the eating of chelev. But the bnei Bovel, they were cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and they did not rely on Rabbi Akiva in regard to the eating of, or to, in regard to eating it, because that involved the shayla of chelev, of kores. Masheinke ligabe. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, inu meichaloch. The bnei Eretz Yisrael even rely on Rabbi Akiva to eat it, even though it involves a question of kores. Uldidon Mr. Namli Sosim. So can we say that we should be so machmiya? We should say that it doesn't even black. So the question is, why Monevshech? Lididon, but Lididon, we are machmiya bnei Bovel. So we are cheshish for Rabbi Shmuel Shite. So if we are cheshish for Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? That it comes within the Yisrael of Chelev. If it comes within the Yisrael of Chelev, say it's Chelev Tomei. If it's Chelev Tomei, it shouldn't be Say. So why does he say beat me up? Will the don't miss the namely sosim? The answer is, in regard to an Issachores, there is more reason to be machmir than in regard to an Issalav. Whether it's Eitzim or not Eitzim, so what's the difference? If it is Eitzim, it's not Treifim. If it is not Eitzim, it is Treifim. What is Treifim? Issalav, but there is no chorus. There is no chorus. So Mimele, that's why he says, beat me up. Inu meichalochle. Will the dana feel Mr. Namele is us? Mr. Namele is us. That's one losh. And Rashi says we pass for like that losh. Second losh, nike damre. Daisere kulal mele pluge di shore. Ki pluge da kashte. So that means, according to the second lashon, so in the iseres hakeshes, in the lesser curvature, so even Rabbi Shmuel will be made that it's muta. Even Rabbi Shmuel will be made that it's muta. So where will he? So in other words, the question arises, how can Rabbi Shmuel say that it's muter? Bishleim Rabbi Akiva, so here's it, Roshe, it has to be Tesif. It has to be Tesif. So the Seres HaKeshes, the lesser curvature, the Chilev, the lesser curvature of the Kevo is in the form of lumps. Mashein Kei, but Rabbi Shmuel, he darshens es kol achilev.